is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Carter.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Gage.
And let's get right into it.
Yeah. So, as
third
you can tell.
Third time's the charm. The guests got the opening line.
Yeah.
Yes. so proud of myself.
Yeah. So, basically, when we talked about this, like, literally 30 seconds beforehand. We had Carter's friend on, Gabe. And it was a whole bigger deal because that's when we highlighted the script. So every single topic, we highlighted it in a different color. Yeah. So we kind of knew which one would lead it. Mm-hmm. But now we've kind of just figured it out.
Yeah.
But we highlighted his part in green. But then he got pissed because he was like, oh, it's in green. Why is it not in blue or something? And then he got it wrong. And I'm like, no, you're going back to, you can't choose what your color.
How did you get it wrong?
Well, he just didn't say it. And then we were just sitting there for like 30 seconds and we're just like, oh no.
That's funny.
It was, yeah. But yeah, we did it. Woo!
Good team.
Yeah, so we have Gage. Why don't you just introduce yourself?
I don't know what to say. I'm Gage. I'm a sophomore at Boise State. I'm a mechanical engineering major, but I'm switching to respiratory care in the fall. Fun fact. I met Adam.
Didn't you just say you didn't know what major?
No, and then all I of a sudden, said I'm. You never asked me what major.
That was a game time decision.
I made this decision like 2 weeks ago. But yeah, I met Adam through orientation last summer.
Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Yep. We're also, fun fact, we're birthday twins.
Yeah. Leo's. Leo gang.
Yeah. And that's actually kind of funny when we bring up birthdays because... Yeah, we had a joint birthday party, and that's where she actually met Carter.
Yeah.
She was teasing me the whole summer over sports and stuff.
Look at me now.
She even called me. Yeah, she called me over to her room during the summer and was like, hey, I think it was like a surprise. And all of a sudden, they just made me sit there and watch one of our episodes.
Oh, that's brutal.
No, it was fun. It was a good time.
I forgot what episode. And it was actually kind of, I think it was our 33rd. I think that was the one with like...
Like I'm supposed to just know.
That was the... Well, I edit the videos, so I kind of...
Okay,
like,
yeah.
But that was the one where we had the award and everything. And
oh, yeah.
There were some funny scenes in there. There
was
some funny ones
in
there.
My favorite Classic. Is still when we argued about mobile quarterbacks.
Dude, that was my least favorite.
Why?
Really, it felt so... It was like 40 minutes of us just ranting.
It was
like,
awesome.
The whole time. No, it was bad.
I had a good time.
But yeah, so... We all met at our joint birthday, and let's just say...
it was a great time. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Adam had a good time.
Adam had a good time.
Yeah, they
sure.
might have had a great time. I definitely did not. I was out for the count after 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was under
the
weather.
I kept you company the whole time.
Yeah, Gage was a homie during that.
You were in my room, so...
I was in her room throwing up for... Probably like 2 hours.
Are we allowed to talk about this? Like,
well, if we just leave it very minimum,
okay,
you know, because I was just, for all they know, I was sick and I was throwing up on my, had a
I
bad piece of cake.
You.
Yeah.
I know. I forced you to go and I should have looked out for you. You were sick. I knew.
Dude, it's even funnier because, you know, Scotty and Cameron, they were the ones that, you know, served me that piece of cake that got me sick.
They
but
were
they're
also
sick
from the cake.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But it's funny because they are in my fraternity now.
That is funny.
And every single time, you know, when we play the name of, like, I don't know. Screw it. When we played Rage Cage.
Oh, I love Rage Cage.
They literally joke and they kind of figured out that I suck every time they yell at me or I'm
That's
under
true.
Pressure.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So every single time I play Rage Cage now, they just know that, and they're like, oh, here goes Adam again. He's going to suck.
Wait, so you all didn't know each other before our birthday,
nope.
right? That's
Mm-mm.
so funny.
And then afterwards, I saw that they were, like, in, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, this is embarrassing.
They're menaces.
Yeah. So that's how the first time that Gage and Carter met, probably for, like, 10 minutes. I don't even know.
We talked like maybe like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's Carter from Sports and Stuff.
I think I remember Carter walked in and then Gage goes over to him. Is like, there's my favorite host on Sports and Stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, okay.
It's okay.
Wow, way to hurt my feelings.
Second best, Adam. It's okay.
But yeah, that's how, you know, Carter met Gage and I met Gage over the summer.
Yep.
But yeah. Why'd you want to come on the show?
You know, that's a great question. So I actually followed you before we met over the summer.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and I knew about your show. I, like, never watched it or anything, but...
Fake fan.
And then we met, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I know about your show. And then I saw that Jonah Domus was on, and I was like, I want to be on.
It took you a whole summer.
I know. It's my last week in Boise, so I might as well make it a good one.
And off with a bang.
Yep.
I think our... Was it? No, that was for the spring. We had, like, so many, like, video issues when we ended going on, like... From, like, last Christmas break or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah. There was a few weeks there where it was just one thing every week.
Yeah.
And then on the most important episode of the show's history, where you were wearing a 49ers jersey, the video got corrupted.
Yeah.
To this day, I don't buy that.
It literally did. And the thing was, okay.
It was my video. I know. You've told me 100 times, but I still don't buy it.
So for context, Gage, we made a bet at the beginning of, it was like near the end for like the playoffs because we're big football fans,
mm-hmm.
where it was the Packers versus the 49ers, and we made a bet to the
Surely
the
one-seeded Packers didn't lose at home to an injured Jimmy G, did they?
I hate you. I hate you. My bad. But we made a bet. I thought I was safe that I was going to... I thought it was safe I was going to win, and it was the other person has to wear the other team's jersey.
Yeah.
And the episode afterwards, he brought me a jersey to wear,
mm-hmm.
and that was when we were still figuring out our video issues. So mine was on this camera, and Carter's was on my webcam,
mm-hmm.
but the webcam kept on glitching out every 5 seconds, so it just kept on cutting.
I think it almost would have been funnier... If just the whole episode was just the camera on you.
That would have been great. And just put, like, a little tiny corner, and it's just, like, Carter.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Cut out of Carter.
But, yeah. Now we've upgraded, as you could tell. Yeah.
I would say we'd run it back, but you're not going to make the playoffs this year, so.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm going to act like so I know what's going on.
So what
on.
Are we supposed to do?
Yeah, she came on a stuff episode. That was very...
Oh,
yeah.
My roommate,
we started talking about sports.
My roommate, she goes, so are you going to be on sports or stuff? I said, I don't know. The only sport I know is football, but not that much.
Yeah. You know, that's why we made the double. Yeah, actually, you were the reason why we made the ultimate decision.
I thought it was my idea.
Oh. Well, it was your decision, but then I was like, you know what? I've had so many people ask me to go on the show, but they know nothing about sports, so we need to make a sports and a stuff episode.
Such an influence.
Yeah, so.
And we'd have, like, one stuff segment every, like, 6 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. So you just, like, go on for, like, a minute.
Yeah.
And then. But, so we have a game. It's planned. So this game, I will admit, like most games that I prepare, I messed out a crucial detail, and that was the hints. We've kind of got screwed over by that before. But, okay, this game it's TikTok songs.
Okay.
So trending TikTok songs. Yep, Carter's screwed. So it's trending TikTok songs, but it's a mixture between finish the lyric or name the song and the title of the song.
I don't feel very confident either,
to be honest.
They're popular songs for the ones that are, guess, the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I need to get the whiteboards. So.
Man, I just go on TikTok to check our follower count at this point. Which, by the way, is above 9,700 now.
Wow.
Dude, only 300 away. So if you want us to get a Taya face reveal. Do you know who Taya is?
I do. She was there. She's at the party.
Oh, yeah. She was also there. Yeah. she left like five minutes in because I was screwed over.
No.
Yeah.
But I remember her.
Yeah. Let me get the whiteboards real quick.
You should have done like a Spotify Wrapped game or something.
We did the other
week.
Oh,
you did.
Yeah.
Ugh, well, he did Spotify. Adam and I have the same Spotify number one artist.
Drake.
Yeah. Nothing crazy.
How creative.
I know. Every year it's Drake. Every year.
Oh, yeah. We both got Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not that crazy.
I know.
But for me.
Adam and I are actually the same person.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Oh, this one.
Throwing it at me.
Yeah, you get
Can I get
blue.
A marker?
No, you don't get a marker. Yeah, well, so we have the same birthday, and we also love Drake, so what else is there that we need in common?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Locked and loaded.
Yeah, so, it's on a slideshow, very fancy, and then we present. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Look Ooh. At that.
Do you Ooh. Think there's a glare from my glasses? I just realized that.
Who knows?
I know. We'll find out.
It's going to be completely white.
Maybe this episode just All right. never airs. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So this one's guess. So it'll be 1 point
oh.
per thing in there. So if you get the title and the artist, you get 2 points.
Okay.
And then for the guest, the finish the lyric. If you finish the full lyric, then you get 1 point. Does okay. that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what? It just says title and artist.
Yeah, so this one's you guess the title and artist. Okay. And then okay. you get 1 point per.
I feel like I should.
Oh, I know this one.
I know this one.
Well, there's a reason why you don't know this one.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that might have gotten it for you.
Does that count as a hint?
Maybe.
That's my accident. 0.5. Ask me.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I think I know. I hope.
Okay.
It's going to be awkward if I don't.
I put the initials of the singer, but.
Yeah, I don't okay. think I spelled it right.
Damn it.
I got it. Yes.
Yeah. He was not going to get that.
2 point. I think I was. Points. I think I would have figured it out eventually.
Well, apparently 2 episodes ago, he was talking about how he hated Christmas.
I do hate Christmas.
So
really? A Grinch?
I know. It. That's exactly what I called him, too.
I yeah. hate it.
Why? Do you have, like, trauma behind it? Are we going to get into this?
No, that's not even
it's
it.
A therapy session. Welcome I to just... therapy and stuff.
Psychiatry and stuff has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
No, I just don't like it. I don't know. I hate the music, the movies, the weather, the season, everybody acting all fake and nice.
Nah,
and,
I get that.
I don't know.
I get
it. I'm a Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah, valid, valid.
Really?
I like Thanksgiving. I like the food and the family aspect.
Yeah.
More than Christmas?
Thanksgiving no. is literally my three favorite things. It's food, it's football, and it's family. That's literally like all
three
I X, care about.
What more could you want in life?
Well, for me, I don't know.
It also helps that my dad goes all out for Thanksgiving and he hates Christmas. So it's kind of just been
you got it from him. For me, I mean, Christmas, you still get all the food that you get on Thanksgiving.
Oh, not for me
And
at
then
all.
You still get presents. There's still football. There's still family. Like, so it's just
True
basically
facts.
Just a 2.0 of
the football
Thanksgiving.
On Christmas is not usually good.
Lights? Yeah, there's lights. It's like a full month.
I hate the lights.
December
is
all.
Exactly. That's why it's so bad for me. Because it's a whole month.
Man. Right. Okay. Have you seen Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas?
No.
No?
No, I wasn't a huge Disney kid, to be honest.
Really?
What?
Wow. Yeah. Man, okay.
I didn't know there was any kid in the world that wasn't a Disney kid.
I was like, right. I'd watch like horror movies with my mom. I was that kid.
What do you mean? You watched, she made me watch Hannah Montana.
Oh, I love that movie. That's a classic. That's a classic.
You've watched
Hannah Montana.
I haven't seen like the classic like Little Mermaid. Like
You haven't seen Little Mermaid?
Like Cinderella. No.
What?
Whoa.
I didn't see Lion King till I was like 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, your parents put like an age limit on that? Like
no,
they're like, no,
never
you have to be age 16 to watch this violent
no.
movie, Lion King.
We watched
King.
Like Futurama when I was a kid. I definitely should have not been watching.
So you watched.
My mom's going to watch this.
You didn't watch Lion King, Cinderella, etc., but you watched Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anyways, next.
Great. Okay. Yep. We got that one. All right. Next one.
Okay. It's the lyric and the title.
Dude, I have no clue.
Are you
clue.
Kidding me?
Oh, I know this one.
Reading it off of a slideshow is even harder than Taya saying it in a monotone voice.
Yeah.
And even that's not easy.
I have no clue. Not a single thought in my head right now.
Okay.
Oh.
I am ready.
Okay, wait.
I got nothing.
It's weird because I'm pretty sure like the lyric is the
Should
name
we read
of the song.
It? Like if you clip this, they're not even gonna know what we're seeing.
Oh,
oh
that's
yeah. No,
true.
But we could put it. I can put it on the screen.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. You ready?
Me.
Yep.
Okay.
I wrote forfeit.
I put Until I Found You. That's the name of the song, but I'm pretty sure it's Until I Found Her as the lyric.
I have...
What'd you put? Nothing?
Nothing. I have no idea.
Man,
well,
okay.
Let's find out.
Yeah, I got it. Let's go.
Oh, so you got both points?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Let's go.
All
right. Dude, I'm up 4-2.
Yeah, you've blown bigger leads than that. Ooh. Although this isn't exactly my category.
Yeah.
You begin to wonder why you came.
How do you not know this one?
Did you write these? I have no idea.
Dude, this is a classic. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's by The Fray.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh! Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I would give a hint about what the contents of the song are, but...
I forfeit my turn again.
Oh my.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
I'm just punching.
You would know the song. That's a low blow.
What's that supposed to mean?
You'll figure out once you know what it is, but...
I don't...
It's hard to write, like, this whole thing.
We can't do, like, yeet lyrics.
What is that?
Yeet?
Oh, I thought you said yeet.
I did say yeet.
Yeah, he did say yeet. Like, why? He's weird. It's like a weird... Carter loves him.
He's touring here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going with my roommate. And I texted my friend from home. I'm like, yo, do you want to fly out and go to this yeet concert at the end of March? And he's like, yeah, send me a link. And he bought a ticket right away.
Have you heard of, like, the weird Rich, like, the Rich Minion song?
Don't use that.
He wrote that song.
Know what you're talking about.
Have you heard, like, you remember on TikTok, like, the whole trend where it was, like, all those people going to, like, the Minions movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the background song, that was yeet.
Really? You can't use at least, like, Money So Big or something
She's
like
that. She's not going to know that song.
Yeah, I'm not going to know.
If she heard it, she would.
Probably. It's, like, very, very auto-tuned.
I need, like, you to play the song and, cut off the lyric that I have
to guess. You begin to wonder why you came.
Oh my god.
Dude, I had to give you two hints. You guys get minus like 0.5.
No, I still don't know.
I don't know the name of the song. I just know the lyric.
Okay, but you don't even know the end of the lyric?
No, I quit.
Okay.
Next.
I
put Where Did I Go Wrong. Yeah. Yeah. And then How to Save a Life.
Yeah. Man. Valid. I heard the song, though, so I'll take it.
See, that's what I needed.
I'll take a little mental victory there.
All right. Man, Connor's going to lose.
Yeah, I am. I literally, from the moment you announced it, we knew I was going to lose.
Cigarettes and tiny liquor bottles. Sing it, Adam. Let me hear
it. I don't know this one.
I don't know either.
I think I hear it, but I don't know what, like, the second lyric of it is.
I think I'm forfeiting another turn.
I think so, too.
Me, too.
0-3.
Uh-oh.
Are we moving on?
Yeah. Damn it.
I
knew this
I
one.
Didn't.
I don't think
I knew the Balenciaga part, but
I don't think I've heard that.
Me either. Who's it by?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Oh no.
This marker is awful.
Really thought I knew it.
Now this is music.
Can you sing it to me?
I don't think I can.
Okay, so my thought process here is Carter got it very close, so I'm assuming it's Juice WRLD, but I think that's...
Do I actually have to sing this?
Yes, no. Please.
We lose a point.
I don't sing without auto-tune.
Or half a point.
Let's keep this in mind, okay? Every time I sing into a microphone...
Yeah, he actually sings.
I auto-tune the life out of it.
Cool. Okay, but yeah.
Let me hear it.
God, I wish that I could do that. I've lost my mind. I've spent the night crying on the floor of my bathroom.
Oh, what is it called?
I love this song.
I would have not gotten it until you...
I love this entire album. It's so good. You better know.
I would have not gotten it if you didn't sing it.
Hold on. It's coming to me.
I'll get 1 point for this one. I'll forfeit a point. Really don't get I mean, I have like,
I guess.
I'm leading by like 20.
I feel like this is wrong, actually. Okay, let's just
go. Really?
Yeah, I feel like I got it wrong.
I put
good for you, Olivia
Rodrigo.
Oh, Rodrigo.
I couldn't think of the name of the song.
Okay, so I'll take 1 point for that. I would have not gotten it if you didn't like read it.
If it wasn't for my stunningly accurate vocal impersonation.
Dude, that's so better. Huh? I don't know. I feel like that sounds better than Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Maybe I'll make a cover.
Yeah. Concept. Oof, that was a
tough
one.
Dude, that album, not a miss on the album.
Masterpiece.
There's not a miss. You could argue Hope You're Okay is a miss. Kind of mid. But the rest? So good.
Man, you're a secret closet Olivia Rodrigo.
It's not a secret at all. I'm very proud. Oh, I'm very proud to be an O-Rod stan, actually.
Dude, I feel like my biggest gripe on that is she writes about her ex the whole time. And just
it's a breakup album.
Yeah,
but it's like
the point.
Dude, I discovered that while I was going through the breakup. I'm like, this. She understands me. You know,
she don't miss.
She knows it.
Feel things.
Man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Finally, I knew one.
Well, now you have to sing it.
At night, I sit by myself.
Oh, I know this one. Okay. Yep.
Couldn't tell you.
Come on.
I forfeit again.
This is like my depression song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, Carter, you gotta.
Did you throw me any yeet in here? Or like any.
I didn't put any of this in here. I mean, yeet is a.
Yeet has a bunch of big TikTok songs.
Rich Minion pulls up.
Rich Minion's on there. Money So Big is on there. Get Busy's on there all the time.
Money So Big. I feel like I know that one.
You definitely do.
Oh, I just.
Am I allowed to play music on the show?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I forfeit.
Talking to the Moon, Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Woo.
Wait. I want to see the... Oh, yeah, I was not getting that. All right. Dude.
Oh. I don't know the
Wait,
name
is this
of
the light skin song?
No.
It's like the Sin. Sin
no.
City.
That was my first thought.
Oh, I don't know the name of the song, I think. I know the artist.
Yeah, I'm going to punt on this one as well, I think.
Dang.
Are we ready?
Wait. Oh, I'm just gonna throw a name out there.
Right, actually. I'm really down myself here.
That's a good idea. I might as well throw a name out there.
Yeah, throw something out there.
Yeah, I don't... This is what I've been telling you every single time you forfeit, but then you just don't listen, so I just
None of my guests are... None of my guesses I would have thrown out would have been right. So.
Okay. I put Taylor Swift.
I put out Post Malone.
I put The Weeknd.
Damn it.
Yeah! I couldn't think of the name
Post
of the
Malone
song.
Post Malone and The Weeknd are similar. Oh. I'll take it.
That's the
They're
worst.
They're similar.
That's the
Not
worst part
really.
About this game.
More rapping.
Who?
Post Malone's more of a rapper than The Weeknd.
More, yeah,
I
but
so.
Not really.
At least now, like The Weeknd's way more pop as of like recently.
The Weeknd's on a bunch of rap songs.
Well, now he's like transitioned more into pop. But
yeah, isn't Posty going country?
Is he?
I think
they're
so.
Similar.
I don't know. What's
I
happening.
Don't care. They're similar artists. Whatever.
The worst part about this game is right after once you get the name, it instantly floods in.
Mm-hmm.
Like for that one.
Yeah,
like,
that hasn't been happening for me. Honestly, I just don't know these songs.
Man. Take or leave and go. May the weatherman come.
Is that supposed
Soon
to say
the
Weatherman?
Wellerman?
Soon may the Wellerman come.
Oh, I know this one.
Really?
Wait. Yep.
Hmm. Can I have a hint?
It's a sea shanty.
Is it,
Are you being serious?
I only know one.
I think so.
I don't
I
know.
Mean,
actually,
okay.
I don't know the name of it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to take that on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
how many
I
of these
think,
are there?
I put to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
I swear if that's
oh.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah! Let's go!
That's
so
Whatever.
Funny.
This is...
Dude, this is
Why
like,
is that on here?
It's because it's TikTok.
I
that's
guess.
That's the only reason
that.
I know it.
I haven't heard that song in so long on TikTok.
Man.
I'm on a weird side of TikTok.
What's on your TikTok page?
You know that SZA SNL skit where it's like, it's cuffing season, all the girls be needing, I need a big boy, I want a big boy. You don't know that song?
No.
Okay, that's the side of TikTok I'm on.
Man, I'm on like, you know where it's like the Family Guy, and then it's like the weird game at the bottom? That's like on my TikTok, like my For You page. It's just like a scene from Family Guy, and then
and
like
they're like doing something else.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I have those sometimes.
Dude, it's weird. It's like what? But okay. One love, 2 months. One love, one house.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
song.
I know the song.
I know
it. Dude, I'm killing.
Oh my
man,
gosh.
I didn't even intend to kill this game, but
I can't think of the name.
Because it's too cold.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what? I was called bi because I like the song. And I'm like, it's apparently it's a bi anthem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? But okay.
Wow, my handwriting is terrible.
Yeah, me too.
It sounded familiar, but I could not tell you for the life of me an artist.
Holes of my
sweater.
I didn't.
It's sweater weather, by the way.
You're fine.
Cardi's over this game.
Man,
I've accepted the
You know what that means? At this point. He has to spin the wheel of shame.
Thank God it's not me.
Man,
maybe that was it.
And that was it.
Well,
yeah.
I got a whopping 4 points.
What'd you get?
9.
I got 10, 11, 12.
Sucks, dog.
Whopping 4. Man.
You didn't win either.
Okay, but I don't have to spin the wheel.
Let me get it.
You lost when Jonah was on, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. So you get a spin because you're the guest. Yeah.
Oh. I didn't even get to spin my own punishment. It's ridiculous.
What is
it? Sign of shame.
Yeah.
No.
What is that?
No.
You get to wear a
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't.
Aw, that's so sad.
It broke.
Yeah, you just have to act like it's not broken.
That sucks.
Don't worry. You just have to wear it for the next
Your
segment.
Your time is about to go off.
All right, well.
Yeah, well, it's fine because
one of our
most
popular clips is you wearing this.
Yeah, it was like literally pinned on our page where the very first TikTok you see is just a sign with no context. I did have there is a clip of me explaining the sign, but
that one didn't.
That one didn't have the sign, so there's no context. I just have a sign that says I'm a loser on it. So there you go, Carter.
Can we go back to when I was undefeated for like 6 months?
No.
I enjoyed that more.
Oh, well. But now we get to talk about movies and TV shows.
Oh, good.
All right. So our next segment is movies and TV shows. I don't know if you had any TV shows you wanted to talk about or.
I've seen like the previews for Violent Night and it kind of looks stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Have you seen that? The trailers for it?
Nope.
It's like where David Harbour. So like have you seen Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like. You know, the cop, Hopper.
Yeah.
He's Santa Claus. And he basically... Okay. So the whole plot of the movie is he's Santa Claus, and he has to save this one little girl and her family from these, like, murderers. So he, like, goes on a killing spree.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, like, my brother works in a movie theater, so I had to watch it, or I watched it with him at, like, midnight. And yeah. It was a weird movie.
Do you get scared of movies?
No.
No.
If it's not
judgment, just curious.
When I was little, I used to get like spooked out by some movies, and I like would just like act like I'm seeing things, or just like get scared of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys like when you're little get like scared of the dark?
Yeah.
Or like was that like a thing that like?
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah,
what was your
like
biggest fear when you're little?
That's a good question.
Dude, for some
spiders.
Reason.
That might be it for me, too.
Yeah.
Dude, my dad, one time, literally got in his car and left for, like, a day because I refused to kill a spider when I was little. I was like, what?
What's the logic behind that, exactly?
He got pissed because he wanted me to kill the spider and I was scared, so
yeah,
he just left.
I don't do it. I still don't kill spiders. My mom takes them outside for me.
Really? When I was little, the weirdest... Well, this is so weird because I don't know why... I used to be so deathly scared of, like, people breaking into our house.
Oh.
So, like,
that's a valid.
Every single time, like, every single night, I would, like, lock our doors and, like, quadruple check them. And then I would have nightmares, too, of, like, people breaking in. And if I heard any noise at night, I would, like, freak out. And, like, I had weird things. Like, I had to keep my feet covered because if someone did break in and they saw my feet were moving, they'd know I'm in the bed and they'd kill me.
Wow.
And, like, it was so, it's, like, it's
That's
really
deep.
Weird. But, like, and then I would even, I would make sure to, like, say, love you night, see you tomorrow to my parents, like, specifically like that. So mm-hmm. I'd guarantee, like, if something did happen, I would be able to see them tomorrow. It's so sad, but, like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know where it came from. It just, like,
weird.
Happened. But, yeah.
All right.
That was deep.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, Violent Night. You know, so I saw it. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. It was, like, funny, though.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, oh, well. Hmm. Did you see, like, the Wednesday show?
Yeah. I liked it.
What'd you think of it?
It was really good. It's kind of cheesy, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I watched a few episodes. I couldn't.
Really?
I got bored.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, the CGI is so terrible.
From what?
Like, all the monsters look so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just can't even take it seriously, honestly.
Well, like, the one big monster looks so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I tried to stick it out for Jenna Ortega, but...
Okay. I feel like the monster in Wednesday reminds me of, like, the Scooby-Doo monster from, like, the Scooby-Doo movies.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that was their biggest gripe, was that the monsters look so stupid in that movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. And it was a little boring to me. I don't know. I've never seen any Addams Family-related thing either, too, which is probably part of it.
I love the Addams Family.
Yeah. I never, like, I watched, like, scenes. I knew who they were.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
When I was little, I like, got the Addams Family song engraved in my head because we learned the days of the week to the Addams Family song.
Mm.
So it was like, days of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, it was like, there's Monday and there's Tuesday.
Didn't everyone learn like fun. That?
I don't think so. I don't think that's how
I thought that was just me.
Oh, I learned like that.
You learned like that, too?
That's exactly what I learned.
Wow, that's crazy. And I didn't even know.
Saturday.
Yeah. Like, I thought that was, I didn't know that was a song. And I thought it was associated with the days of the week. So I never heard of the Addams Family.
Yeah,
like, I never heard of it as the Addams Family until my parents, like, heard me singing it. They're like, hey, that's the Addams Family. I'm like, nah, it's the days of the week song. But, yeah. You were talking about this last time, like, the Boys TV show.
Dude, I haven't started. I've been kind of cramming for finals. But I'm starting it over break.
Have you heard Metro Boomin, like, the new album?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
There's, like, that whole, like...
sample was so
There's
hard.
A sample from The Boys, and it was, like, their Superman, but, like, corrupt Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you guys need to save
Outlander,
me.
Outlander? Like, or Homelander?
Yeah, Homelander.
Homelander.
Yeah. Dude, that show's...
I've seen it.
Dude, I'm excited.
Dude,
I've seen clips, and every clip is so good.
Yeah, wait until you see. Dude, there's an episode called Herogasm.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, so assume what happens in that episode.
What season is that in?
That's in, I think, three. I think it has three seasons.
I think I've only seen season one and two.
Yeah, the third season came out during the summer, and I binge watched it then.
I did not watch it.
It was
so busy.
Dude,
I'm excited to start watching. That sample's so good.
Dude, there's some scenes in there that are messed up.
Good.
Like,
it'll be interesting.
Dude, it's like, it's just so gross. I don't even, but yeah. Well, good luck when you watch it. You're not going
to.
I feel like he would
it.
Like it.
You're not, yeah, you probably would. He's a yeet-loving Homelander stan.
That
Homelander
sounds like
homie.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyways, we have another game.
Yes.
Woo. He's excited.
He's done.
So this is Mary, where... Since we have to, I don't want to bleep it out every time we say it.
I was going to say, can I cuss it? Can I cuss in this?
No,
not?
We
just make it a lot of work for you.
Mary flip kill.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to.
Mary kiss kill.
Yeah, Mary kiss kill. Okay. Let's go with that. Okay. Right. So we have male and female athletes, or not athletes. celebrities.
Know. Okay.
So I think we're just all going to do the same gender, and then afterwards we'll just like, okay. So we got Andrew Garfield, got.
Gerard Butler.
Isn't he and in, Mark
The White House Has Fallen. No.
He's in
Olympus
a couple movies. He's
like
in Superman, I think. He's like Superman's dad.
Not a big DC girl.
Okay, I got
Me
it.
Either. Okay.
I'm gonna kill Andrew Garfield.
What?
I'm gonna kiss Mark Wahlberg, and I'm going to marry Gerard Butler.
Can I just point out how he said I'm gonna kill Andrew Garfield, like that little kid that's like, I wanna kill my mom.
I know my answer. I know what I value, and it's not Andrew Garfield right now. Not compared to these fine
He's
gentlemen.
My favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was definitely not on the list of killing. I mean, like...
Well, he's dead.
Huh. Wait, do you have a...
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to kill Mark Wahlberg.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Kiss Andrew Garfield, marry Gerard Butler.
Man. I don't know. I feel like I would kill Gerard Butler...
Whoa.
Kiss Mark Wahlberg and then marry Andrew Garfield.
Dude.
I don't know.
I think that's valid.
That's valid.
That's the
what
opposite.
All
right.
Okay.
Next. You want to do like five?
Wait, let's do three and then three of women's.
Okay.
And then, okay. Zac Efron.
Oh, this is the easiest thing I've ever seen.
Is it before or after his surgery?
Like who cares?
Troy Bolton, Zac Efron?
Kill Crawford, seen, like, kiss Zac Efron, marry Chris Pratt. This is the easiest thing I've ever seen.
Did you say marry Chris Pratt or kill?
Who's, what who's Mary Chris Crawford?
Pratt? Why wouldn't you marry Chris Pratt? Dude's a stud.
Yeah.
Who's Chase Crawford?
Couldn't tell you, but he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead. I would kiss Zac Efron and then marry Chris Pratt.
Really? I'm gonna marry Zac Efron.
Also valid.
Kiss Chase Crawford, even though I don't know who he is, and kill Chris Pratt.
Whoa.
Really?
I'm not a Chris Pratt fan. He's my least favorite Chris.
Really? Yeah.
He's your least favorite Chris?
I'm pretty sure there's a worse Chris than Chris Pratt.
Who? Chris Pine?
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul? Who the hell is Chris Paul?
Isn't he a
basketball player?
Oh.
I knew that. He was on an
episode. Oh, yeah. He hosts a sports show.
He was on the episode of Jesse.
No,
that was Chris Bosh.
For a second, I had a brain fart, and I thought that was Jake Paul's.
I think they both did.
Really?
I think they might have.
I know.
I'm gonna fact
check
myself.
Wait, what?
Chris Bosh 100% was on Jesse.
Jesse, yeah.
I know Dwayne Wade was on. He was on Austin Alley.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he was.
Chris Paul was?
I think so.
Let me see. Oh yeah, maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know the difference.
All right,
man.
Continue.
That's interesting. Round three.
Yeah. Get Chris this Pratt's guy out of here.
No, let's just go another one.
Give me Brad Pitt.
Dang it.
Who?
Christian Bale. Who the hell
is this? Is a horrible round.
Who's Alex?
Go a new one.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, go another one.
That's a bad picture of Ian Somerhalder. Oh,
could
hold
not tell you who
on.
Any of these three people
Jared
are.
Padalecki's in Supernatural. I know that because my mom loves that
I don't know
show.
Any of these guys. Oh, Josh Duhamel. I know him.
What is he in? He looks so familiar.
He's in... Oh, I forgot the movie.
I've never heard any
of
these names
him.
In my life.
He was the host of like Kids Choice Awards. When
yeah,
I remember that.
All right, I'm gonna kill Josh.
Really?
I'm gonna kiss Jared and I'm gonna marry Joe. Joe's a handsome fella.
I'm gonna kill Jared. I'm gonna kiss Joe and then marry Josh, because he's the only one I know.
I'm gonna marry Jared, kiss Josh, kill Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. All right. Now on the women.
I can't believe Ryan Reynolds wasn't in there. What do you guys think about Ryan?
When I looked on the scene.
I just wanted Brad Pitt.
It was, I think it was Ryan Reynolds, Zac Efron, and I think it was like, it was Ryan Reynolds, Zac Efron, and then I think it was Pete Davidson.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's tough. And I thought it was going to be like that
that's
the whole
pretty
time.
Easy.
Really? What is yours?
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson, Zac Efron, and
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, you marry Ryan Reynolds, you kiss Pete Davidson, obviously, and you kill Zac Efron.
Yeah. I think I'll go behind that.
There's obviously something to it.
Any
right?
of these people.
Well, generate.
Will you zoom in a little bit?
I still can't see.
Like just one. Okay.
I thought that was an Olsen twin.
All right, generate.
What? Ellen? Oh,
what?
God.
This is bad.
No,
nope. I'm sorry.
This
no.
is bad.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. Okay.
Who?
Jordan Jones, Kat Dennings, Miranda Cosgrove.
You know, normally on an off occasion.
Kill Kat.
Yeah.
Kiss Jordan, marry Miranda.
I think I'll go with that too.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Boom.
Boom. Perfect.
Next. Can we get a better round here?
Who? That is not an anime character.
All right.
Get that out of here. Is that Madison Pettis?
There we go.
I don't know who.
Oh, Amanda Cerny. Okay, there's only one option for Amanda Cerny, and that's Kiss.
Yes,
the
100%. Kiss. Yes.
She.
I'm gonna kill.
She's
Ronnie,
an OnlyFans star.
And I'm gonna.
Oh, I think I would know that.
Is she?
I'm assuming because I
know that
I wouldn't. I didn't know that.
Oh, did she used to do Vine?
Now, allegedly, from The Grapevine. Allegedly, apparently.
You've heard.
Yeah, I've heard.
You didn't do your own research.
Apparently,
she doesn't know.
She does OnlyFans. So, okay.
I mean, kiss Amanda. Duh. I'm going to kill Ronnie, and I'm going to marry Vanessa, and we're going to make great music together.
I don't know who Vanessa is.
I don't know either.
She made 1,000 Miles.
Oh, she's that girl?
Oh.
Oh.
I'm like 99% sure. That'd be really embarrassing.
Oh, was it? Isn't the girl in the middle the game plan girl?
No, that's what I thought. That's Madison Pettis. This is not Madison Pettis.
Who's she?
I don't know.
Who's Ronnie Hawk? I don't.
Okay, yeah, I was right.
Wait, who's Ronnie Hawk in or what?
Who is
this?
It doesn't really matter. You just make the judgment. This is a very shallow game.
Okay, I'm going to kiss Amanda, marry Ronnie, kill Vanessa. Sorry, Vanessa.
What is she on? She's in Stuck in the Middle. That doesn't help me.
With Jenna Ortega?
Can we get Jenna Ortega on here, please?
Man, okay. Amanda Cerny, kiss. I guess I would go Vanessa and then...
No, Vanessa?
I'd kill Vanessa and then I'll go with Ronnie.
Whoa. Yeah.
She's not that attractive, in my opinion, here.
Well, that's why...
Shallow.
It's... Whatever.
Well.
Bad take.
Hot take. I
Kesha?
Hate Captain Marvel.
Me too.
I hate that movie.
Me too.
I do too, but like
the girl
but
in the middle.
Brie Larson.
She's making.
I don't know who that is.
She's making it hard.
This is difficult.
I think it's pretty easy for me. I'm gonna marry Brie Larson, kiss Kesha, and kill the other chick. I don't know who that is.
You're gonna marry Brie Larson?
Yeah.
Oof. Isn't she like the worst?
She's the worst Marvel character.
You said she,
I don't
you
know
hated
about
her
as a person.
Well, you said
I don't
she
like
hated
Captain
her, and then
Marvel.
You said
but
you
but
she
I...
the one that like all the co-stars hate?
Yeah, I think
oh.
so. Yeah, and ooh. You're gonna get stuck with her forever.
Never mind.
I lied. This is pretty easy. We're gonna kiss Brie. We're gonna kill Juliana or whatever her name is, and we're marrying Kesha.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah, I'd go with that
just
too.
Just copying my answer. Yeah.
I feel like I've been copying your answer for like the last like five.
Well, good takes.
Oh well.
Yeah. All right.
Man, that's great.
Keep going or done.
And we could probably just talk about random stuff for the last like. How much time do we have left?
That is a good question to know the
answer.
Do
you lose the timer again? Okay. That's all 13
minutes.
I'm on top of it.
So, it's great.
Judging me.
Hmm?
I got the timer. I know what I'm
doing.
Yeah,
sure. So, normally we'd have it on our phones,
mm-hmm.
but on one of our clips, what happened was Carter got absolutely flamed by everyone because he's on his phone looking
ridiculous.
At his playlist. So... It's on our video that got 1.4 million, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So he's
of course
looking,
it had to be that one,
yeah,
right?
He's looking on his phone, and he's looking at his playlist on Apple
I'm
Music
like
because we're talking
through.
About our playlists.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about how Spotify doesn't have True Shuffle. And I'm on my phone,
yes.
too. I just have it like this, and I'm looking at you, and he's on his phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's flaming him. He's like, he doesn't want to be there. He's on his phone.
Yikes.
And so, like, partial... It's either half the comments are talking about their playlist, and
like
the other
95% half... 95% of them are saying they agree.
And then, like, the other ones are like, get off his damn phone. And I'm like, dude.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Tough
yeah.
luck.
Like, I don't have my playlist memorized. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you not? Okay. Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify.
Man. Damn. Yeah, you're just an odd...
You're the odd one out.
Odd one out.
Happy. Happy usual. About it.
Dude, I just realized...
Huh.
You have the exact same like shirt color as like the her backdrop.
Oh,
might look a little weird. Yeah. Might look embarrassing. There was some.
How would that
episodes.
Look embarrassing?
You're gonna blend in with the curtains.
I have a very different colored couch.
It's even as wrinkled.
Hey, I forgot my laundry in the dryer.
I know.
Last week, and so I've
happens.
Been. It's been a wrinkly week. Okay, it is what it is.
Finals week really got to you.
I have this like awful habit where. I am too lazy to hang up my clothes, so I just put my clothes on my hamper. And since it's on my hamper, I can't put my dirty clothes in there.
Yeah.
So my dirty clothes go on the floor. My new clean clothes are on my hamper.
That's what I do.
And you do that too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like it's a bad loop.
Yeah.
But then it's like on your hamper, so then it gets wrinkled because it's just like in a weird, like funky position on there.
Mm-hmm.
But oh well. Yeah.
It reminds me I have to pack.
Me too.
I leave tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. When are you leaving?
Saturday. I had to pack up my whole place, though.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So, what is, like, you live in, she lives in Identity.
Oh,
no,
really?
I live in La Pointe.
Or La Pointe. You live in Identity.
Yeah, that's very different.
Whoops. I mixed,
well,
I mixed
right
it up.
Well, they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
So.
Opposite end of campus.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
like,
I was thinking, yeah.
It's
gotcha.
Right next to.
Identity's, like, right behind the Lincoln Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's kind of a hike. Well, Identity, okay. I feel like Identity sucks. Like it's like a hole in the wall, but it's closer to campus.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree.
Do you have roommates?
I have four roommates.
Have you seen their like floor plans?
I've been in like.
Dude, our apartment is really nice.
I've been in a 4-person. I've been in like a studio, and they're really small. At least the 4-person's pretty small.
Their rooms are so weird that they have a hallway. It's just like a living room and then a hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Weird layout.
It makes the sound doesn't travel down the hall that much. So,
it's so weird.
So you can like have people over and not wake everybody up.
Is yours a 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I've had. So you know Heather. Mm-hmm. She was like my accountability buddy. She was like my duo over the summer.
Okay.
I went to her apartment. And hers is just a wall, like a hallway.
Yeah.
And I was so confused. I was like, what? Why?
I don't know, man. Ours is nice. Like, it's, I'm happy with it.
I don't know. I think I like the point way better. I think the point's way better.
I've only been in there like twice, but from my experience, I disagree.
Really?
What do you mean? From your experience, as
from
in like.
My limited experience.
From our joint birthday.
Of being there like 2 times ever, I liked Identity more.
Interesting.
Really?
I feel like the layout for La Pointe just makes sense. But it's a waste of money, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and then all the parking spots are, like, by a pole. And then it's just, like, you have to, like, park next to the pole. And it's, like,
the parking garage is
scraped.
The new apartments they're building right next to Identity are going to be really nice.
Dude, wait, they're building them next to Identity? I thought it was next to
LaPointe. Like, across the street. They're building 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
Like, I could throw a rock out my window and hit the
new Why did you think that?
Think
Why is that the first thing that you think? Oh. I could throw a rock out my window and hit it.
He's just saying how close it is.
It's just an example of how close it is.
You couldn't say, like, I could walk out and then cross the street and get there.
Yeah,
you
but that, sounds, throw that a rock. Sounds farther away than being like, I could lean out my window, throw a rock, and hit it.
I could spit outside my window.
Which one sounds closer?
Window.
The rock one.
Yeah. That's...
But why is that, like, the first thing that comes into your head? That's, like, weird.
I feel like I say that a lot.
No?
I definitely
ever said that? Like,
when I describe Vancouver, Washington, I'm like, oh, you could
throw... Wait, are you from Vancouver?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm like, you could throw a rock to Portland.
Yeah, she's from Washington, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you from Vancouver?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Are you from Washington?
Yeah. What I'm from a little north of Seattle.
What part?
Mukilteo.
Really?
You know Mukilteo?
Yeah, I know Mukilteo.
Macchiato?
Mukilteo. We should have him try to guess
I usually
Washington
go Seattle.
You've maybe do that before.
Yeah, they're hard. That'd be a good game.
Man.
What part of Tri-Cities are you from?
Richland.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of family in Pasco.
Oh, wow. Small world.
Wow. California. Speaking of windows.
Montana.
Yeah. How'd you remember that? Speaking of windows, apparently when it first snowed, I had a little, tiny little, you know, teeny, beanie, like, little...
hole?
It was like a little chip in my windshield.
Oh.
And apparently when the snow hit, it went into the little chip and expanded it.
Ooh.
So
nice.
I have a big old, like, crack in my windshield that's, like, this big. And every single time I drive now, I'm just praying it doesn't, like... get bigger.
Yeah, I think you can get your insurance to cover that.
I don't know if I like can or something.
Yeah,
but I'm like, yeah. Have you been in any like car crashes?
Yeah.
You have? How many?
2 or 3. Only one was really bad though.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
2 or 3.
Were you driving? No, I wasn't driving for anything.
Oh.
One of them, back when my family and I used to go to church every Sunday. We were driving home from church.
Mormon.
I was.
Really?
I was.
You can tell by the tattoos on the
Yeah,
door.
You can tell by the tattoos and the piercing.
And the piercing
and the rap music.
Listens to Yeet. Dude, that's like the signature theme song.
Anyway, we were driving home from church in our Honda minivan or whatever.
Honda Odyssey? My dad always wanted one of those.
I think it was. I'm trying to remember. I think all my siblings were born by this point. My littlest sister might have not been. But we're driving home, and there's, like, this curved road, and then we're, like, all the way over here. So there's this big curving road. Some dude is in his driveway here, backs out, like, super fast.
That's what I do all the time.
Like, way faster than you should ever back out of a driveway. We just drill him.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
Damn.
No one was, like, seriously injured.
So you drilled him?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha.
You're so clever.
So funny.
Yeah, that was the worst one. Other than that, it's just been like little fender benders.
I remember one time I was with one of my friends and we were driving, I think it was on Linder. I don't know if any of you, because you're not from here. Mm-mm. So, like, I was driving on, it was, like, right by this, it's, like, one long street. And we were driving right by this Mormon temple. And this car, it had, like, these, like, you know, like, the trash that you put outside your house? It fell out of his car, and we were going, like, 60, 70. And it hit the side of my friend's car when we were just, like, blasting music. And all of a sudden, we're just, like, what? And it destroyed his car. Like, it was just, like, this little plastic trash can. But yeah. We were going so fast, it just, like, obliterated his car.
That kind of reminds me. Going, like, way back to, like, 20 minutes ago. You talk about our fears as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw clips of, like, Final Destination when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
So every time there was a truck on the road with, like, logs on it or something like that, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I used to have this thing, and I still have it sometimes when, like, I'm driving next to a big truck. I get shivers.
Same.
So I'm like,
I hate driving next to semi-trucks.
Oh, it's so bad.
I was almost
so
in nervous. A really bad car crash one time. We were, like, in the farthest lane, like, right in the middle of a big semi, and he starts, like, coming over. And
oh, no.
Dude, it was so close. It was
absolutely
bad.
Absolutely not.
It was bad.
Dude, the amount of times I've almost gotten, a crash near Boise State, like, pulling in during campus is, like, kind of bad.
I've noticed that Idaho drivers just, like, don't care.
Dude, they don't.
Everyone talks about California drivers, but they just drive fast.
I mean, a lot of the drivers here are California drivers.
Yeah, that's true.
They just don't care.
California drivers aren't afraid to cut you off. Like, they don't, like,
they just go,
like,
yeah.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they're just stupid. Like, if I had a dollar for every time I'm on State Street and there's a car that just stops out of no reason. I've had this happen 4 times this semester where just a car stops for no reason. And just sitting there, and everyone's just like, no one bothers to get out of the lane either. So you're just like, what is going on? And then you finally decide to move to the lane, and you just, like, see the last car, and you're just, like, there. And it's, like, some random dude, not even, like, an old dude. It's just some person just there, chilling in their car.
Yeah.
On a green. Like,
I don't get it.
It's bad. Have you been to Utah?
Mm-mm.
Dude, those drivers are bad.
Dude, I'm Mormon. I was Mormon. You think I haven't been to Utah?
Dude, they wait. Really?
It's like headquarters. You think I haven't been to Utah? Come on. Yes, I have.
Dude, the drivers there are bad. They start on one lane and all of a sudden they go vertical. Like everyone's going this way on the freeway. They go this way to switch lanes.
They got all those kids. They
right.
Take
I was
the
gonna
school.
Say they got 6 kids to get to 6 different sports at the same time. Like
dude, we're
gonna
it's
get, rough. You can't judge them too
canceled.
Much.
We're gonna get canceled by the Latter Day Saints.
The Latter Day.
We're gonna excommunicate.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Man, dude, that was the biggest thing when we moved here from California to Idaho. We didn't realize how big, like, some areas in Idaho are very heavily Mormon, and others are, like, complete anti-Mormon.
The second heaviest state for Mormons. For
yeah.
Washington,
like,
my part of Washington, at least, is pretty heavy on Mormons.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Middle of Washington.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't even know what Mormons were. I knew there was one Mormon in my, like, where I was from in California, and that was it. So when I moved here, I'm like, dude, why is there so many? I was like, what? I was so confused. But
I feel like you're going to have to cut this whole conversation.
It's fine.
It's not a bad
Carter,
thing.
Carter,
yeah,
was a, Carter was a Mormon.
That's true.
So
yeah,
we could,
for like 16 years, man.
Wow. Yeah, so he has notoriety.
Well.
So you recently
he's expert.
Just like...
I was a good one for 12 years.
A good
was,
one.
And
I don't
then,
know.
And then I stuck it out for 4 more years. And then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, so you just like stopped going to
oh,
church.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Don't practice anything.
No, it's not an ideal situation, I would say.
Oh, well.
It's...
I
think we've
like,
been over this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I
grew up, like, religious, but, like, we never went to church.
Oh, yeah.
And
every
primarily,
Sunday.
I would
every
always
Sunday.
Just hope that, like, we would just forget and so I could sleep in. Because we'd have to wake up at, like, 7, and I'm like, oh, I don't want
to
wake up at
I'd
7.
I'd be taking, like, 7 bathroom breaks every day at church to go watch football in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I had to do what I had to do, man.
Man, do they have seminaries at the back of every single...
Oh, don't even get me started on seminary, dude.
Dude, some people used to take that in high school.
I know.
Just as a free credit.
My high school
some
had
people,
it.
And they just
That'd be
dip.
Crazy. Some people.
You did that? Really?
For freshman year, I had to. It was like an hour before school started. of like church class basically, mm-hmm. and I would go like every day, and wow. and then basketball season started, and I was like, oh mom, I'm too tired, I can't do it.
Man, that's great. But yeah, that was a tangent, but I think that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you, Gage, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
It was really fun.
It was fun.
But yeah, make sure to follow us on TikTok. Get us a 10K Tana face reveal. And yeah, you know, follow us on YouTube, Instagram, everything like that, even though we don't go on Instagram. But yeah, you know, make sure to check our next show every Monday or Wednesdays and Fridays from 3 to 4 p.m. And yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Peace.